النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. You know, in these dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, what's really amazing, I guess, is that you will find that His Eminence, the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, he spoke about a lot of different things in his conversations. You know, and this kind of shows the all-encompassing and comprehensive persona of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. You know, a lot of people either they are, you know, they specify in one certain knowledge area, they're a really good doctor, but they're a lousy engineer, or they're a really good lawyer, but they're a lousy teacher, and, you know, vice versa. And it's not that, you know, we're picking on somebody or saying somebody is lousy. No, everybody has different skill sets and everybody has different abilities. And based upon those abilities, then individuals are able to, you know, do what they do. And so somebody is good at one thing and they're not good at another thing and vice versa, and so on and so forth. So, you know, here we find that the imams, you know, they were really experts in every single field that they spoke about. So whether it was sciences, whether it was this kind of spiritual wayfaring, no matter what it was, we find that the imams and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, you know, they all were these comprehensive personalities and they spoke about everything. It's interesting, there's this one conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with this companion of his, and he was teaching him how to do dua. And what's really interesting is that, you know, he said that first and foremost, you need to praise and glorify the Almighty Allah. And then after that, you send blessings and salutations upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his holy progeny, peace and blessings upon them all. And so then he talks a little bit more and he says how we should make the Messenger of Allah our wasila, you know. So that means, you know, you kind of say for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, you know, that means making the Messenger of Allah an intermediary. And we talked about that a little bit in another program. But later on, he also talks about how it's very important to send salutations upon the progeny of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And he says that one should believe in the secret and open wilaya and authority, God-given authority, of course, to the progeny of the Messenger of Allah. And he says how one should believe that all kind of impurity or uncleanliness has been kept away from the Ahlul Bayt, as the Holy Quran says in chapter 33, verse 33. And then he says that ask Allah that Allah does not cut the ties between us as individuals and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy household, not just in this life, but especially in the afterlife. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.